Welcome to Aftermarket on Bray Radio. I'm Mia.
And I'm Milo. Today we're looking at the Treasury stepping up its bond market support, a big AI chip deal for Marvel and Google, new data on a personalized cancer vaccine, plus retail results and the latest on US-Canada trade.
The Treasury Department said it will at least double the maximum size of its liquidity support buyback operations for longer-dated nominal coupon securities, raising the cap to at least $4 billion per operation, effective September 9th of 2026. The move targets the sensitive, longer-duration part of the Treasury market.
It was framed as Treasury Secretary Bessin deploying debt buybacks out of concern over the rise in yields, part of an effort to steady the bond market. On Wednesday, longer-term Treasury yields pulled back from multi-year highs after the announcement, and stocks climbed as the Treasury stepped in to support bonds. Marvel Technology shares jumped 10% after the company issued a warrant letting Google buy up to $12.2 billion in Marvel shares as part of an AI chip deal.
That fits the broader push by Google and its competitors into custom chips, described as improving efficiency and reducing reliance on NVIDIA. A CNBC Investing Club headline framed it as Marvel muscling in on Google, one of Broadcom's key customers. Moderna and Merck reported positive results from a large late-stage trial of their personalized mRNA cancer vaccine. The vaccine plus Keytruda significantly reduced recurrence of melanoma, the deadliest form of skin cancer, and significantly extended the time patients lived without the disease returning, compared with Keytruda alone.
The reports framed the outcome as showing promise for treating melanoma and reviving expectations for mRNA technology, which had been described as embattled. One report's headline said both stocks soar on the news. Target posted better-than-expected fiscal second-quarter sales and raised its full-year outlook, saying its turnaround is picking up steam with help from a big tariff refund.
Lowe's, by contrast, reported mixed quarterly results with a muted outlook, saying it continued to see pressure in home improvement spending. And TJX stock fell as its earnings showed consumers pulling back. On Wednesday, President Trump said the U.S. has reached an agreement with Canada on trade, telling Bloomberg's Tyler Kendall at the White House that Canadian representatives gave us the points we had to have, and that the two sides were close to a deal.
In concrete terms, tariffs on roughly $20 billion worth of Canadian goods set to take effect Wednesday were postponed by 3 days, and Trump separately said he would delay new 50% tariffs for 3 days as well. Canadian equities jumped after the postponement announcement.
The three-day delay remains in place while talks continue. The final terms of any agreement and whether the postponed tariffs will actually take effect after the pause have not been reported. Separately, U.S. and Canadian funds are hedging currency risk at the highest level in 3 years.
Carvana shares are under pressure this week as a probe involving Mark Walter fuels investor jitters. The scrutiny has raised questions about what could happen to Walter's Carvana position if fallout from the investigation pressures him to raise cash, though whether he actually faces that pressure and what would happen to his position if he did remains unknown.
To wrap up, we saw the Treasury doubling long-dated bond buybacks, which helped yields retreat from multi-year highs as stocks climbed, and Marvel shares popping 10% on an AI chip deal that lets Google buy up to $12.2 billion in stock.
Thanks for joining us today.
Take care, and we'll see you next time.